Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on Simply Jewel Atypical Podcast, where we talk about life struggles, encompassing health, wellness, and alternative approaches to medicine naturally. Your host is Simply Jewel. So let's get ready to heal the mind, body, and soul. She's atypical of the average. SimplyJewel.com.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Here we are, another Tuesday we've never seen before. Woo-wee, how many people are cold today? Here we are in the negative zero temperatures. What a way to fuel your powerhouse. So let's talk about the powerhouse. The powerhouse is our mitochondria. So what do you know about your mitochondria? Or are you even interested in how the mitochondria works? You know, we have a lot of cells in our body and everyone is different. So there are so many options. You know, holler at me if you want to go farther and understand your mitochondria. You know, as an allied health specialist, I can help you troubleshoot and help you figure out how to fuel your body cells. So, sleep is number one. Sleep is number one, and sunlight and cold exposure due to different foods we can eat. You know, we can all eat avocados, we can eat berries, we can eat spinach. You know, we can do so many things to help boost our mitochondria. Like I said, there's so many foods: omega-3, avocados, coconut oil, flaxseed oil. You know, if you put all of that in the blender in the morning or afternoon, depending on how you like to get your body moving, and put it in a blender and drink that, and it gives you a whole lot of energy. There's so many people that when you call them or you talk to them, they're like, well, I haven't heard from you in a while. They're like, oh girl, I've been tired. Tired how? Tired in what way? What are you doing? Are you exercising? Exercising is very good. It helps to increase your cells and all kinds of things. How long does it take to boost your mitochondria? It can take about 3 to 4 weeks, you know. And they also ask, is caffeine good for your body? Well, yeah, it is. Caffeine is good for your body, and that's for people that know what to do with their caffeine. I personally used mine at a time when I was trying to increase my ferritin levels. Let's see, amino acids, vitamin D, and do you know creatine is good for boosting your cells in your body, your mitochondria? What can I say? Vitamin D, melatonin even. For those that aren't getting enough sleep, you can take melatonin and that will help to create and increase your mitochondria. So here we are emerging all kinds of information and data where we now are finding magnesium is good, selenium is good, and one that people don't really know about, but you can call me, beriberin, is a protein, and that's also good. So with that being said, people, I don't want to do a lot tonight. I just want to get you to see that there are all kinds of things we can do to get energy, all kinds of things we can do to help our body in moderation, but to also make sure we bring awareness, because with everybody's body chemistry being different, you got to try different things. Okay, so with that being said, peace and blessings to you. Make sure you get in touch with me. And oh, please don't forget, a new year, a new way of looking for different things. You can go to my store.simplyjewel.com, and I've added some extra things that you all can check out. Let me know what you want me to add. And there's so many things that I will be adding to the store, because it's a one-stop shop. Okay, peace and blessings. Bye-bye. And one more thing I just want to add. You know, there's going to be someone that'll come to me that may say, you didn't say that right. I'm talking about the amino acid. Okay, so if I mispronounced it, I'll say it this way, berberine. And also, I didn't take the coffee to increase my ferritin levels. I used to sip coffee to decrease my ferritin levels, but that'll be another story sometime. Okay, good night.